Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Athlete's Edge. Every single day, we face pressure. Deadlines at work, tricky conversations with loved ones, even just navigating that morning traffic jam can feel like a test of our willpower. But what about those moments when the pressure cooker really cranks up? When it feels like everything is riding on one play, one decision, one outcome? That's where resilience comes in. Today, we're diving deep into building your mental armor, learning how to not just survive those high-pressure situations, but actually thrive in them. You know that feeling when you're about to take a big test, or deliver a presentation to a room full of people? Your heart starts pounding, your palms get sweaty, and suddenly, the weight of the world seems to rest on your shoulders. But here's the thing. Those butterflies aren't always a bad thing. They are your body's natural response to stress, a surge of adrenaline that can actually fuel your performance if you know how to channel it. So, let's break down some key takeaways to help you build that mental toughness, the resilience that lets you not just weather the storm, but come out stronger on the other side. First off, preparation is king. This isn't just about practicing your moves or memorizing facts, it's about mentally rehearsing those high-pressure scenarios. Imagine yourself in the moment, feel those nerves, and walk through how you'll handle different situations. Think of it like a mental training camp. The more you practice, the better equipped you'll be to deal with the real thing. Next up, focus on what you can control. You can't control everything that happens around you, but you can control your reactions. Instead of getting bogged down by worries and anxieties, shift your focus to the things within your power, your effort, your attitude, your preparation. That sense of agency can make a world of difference. Remember, failure is not the opposite of success, it's part of the journey. Every great athlete, every successful entrepreneur has faced setbacks along the way. It's how you bounce back from those failures that defines your resilience. Learn from your mistakes, adjust your approach, and keep pushing forward. You know what they say, it's not about how many times you fall down, it's about how many times you get back up. And here's a big one. Build a strong support system. Surround yourself with people who believe in you, who encourage you, and who offer a listening ear when things get tough. Whether it's your family, friends, teammates, or mentors, those connections can provide invaluable emotional support and help you navigate the challenges ahead. Finally, practice self-care. This isn't about bubble baths and face masks, although those are nice. It's about taking care of your mental and physical well-being. Get enough sleep, eat healthy foods, move your body, and engage in activities that bring you joy. When you're feeling good physically and mentally, you're better equipped to handle stress and pressure. Ever been in a nail-biting game where the score was tied in the last seconds? You know those moments where it feels like the entire world is holding its breath? Well, imagine being a professional athlete about to take the final free throw that could win the championship. The crowd is roaring, your teammates are looking at you for guidance, and the weight of the game rests on your shoulders. That's intense pressure, right? But think about those athletes who step up in those moments and make the impossible shot. They've honed their skills, they're mentally prepared, and they have that unshakable belief in themselves. So how do you translate these principles into your own life? Think about a situation where you feel pressure building a big presentation at work, an important conversation with someone you care about, even just tackling that daunting to-do list. Now, use what we've talked about today. Visualize yourself succeeding. Focus on what you can control. Remember that setbacks are part of the process. Lean on your support system and take care of yourself mentally and physically. Remember, building resilience isn't a destination, it's a journey. It takes time, practice, and a willingness to push yourself beyond your comfort zone. But trust me, when you develop that mental toughness, those high-pressure situations won't feel so daunting anymore. You'll not only survive them, but you'll thrive. So go out there, face those challenges head-on, and remember, you've got this. And if you found this episode helpful, share it with a friend who might need a boost of motivation. Until next time, keep pushing those boundaries and never stop striving for your best. See ya.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.